Okay, now we'll discuss about the arterial vasculitis. So first we discuss that what is the arterial vasculitis. It is a rare disease which is characterized clinically by arterial lesions and histologically by this leukocytoplastic vasculitis. So the combination of both of these is known as the arterial vasculitis. It is also known as McDuffie syndrome. Here it is written that we have to distinguish two type of the arterial vasculitis. First is the hypocomplementemic and the other is the normocomplementemic arterial vasculitis. The normocomplementemic arterial vasculitis is a benign disease and it has a self-limiting course. But the hypocomplementemic arterial vasculitis is usually associated with systemic manifestation or systemic involvement, for example, nephritis. So hence having an increased morbidity. So it is important for us to distinguish both of these when we investigate a case of arterial vasculitis. Then we talk about the age incidence and the gender prevalence of the arterial vasculitis. It is commonly found in adults ranging in 40 to 50 years of age. It is rare in children and more common in the female than in males.